Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hello there. This is PNP. Talk to the twins. Yes, and this is Angel Wing.
Oh, that's lovely. And I'm Butterfly.
Yes. We like to say yes to everything.
Yes.
Just about everything.
We want to thank you, listeners, for tuning in tonight. We have a great show ahead of us right now. We are going to have a special guest.
Yes.
A simply special. Yes, a wonderful woman. She has a huge heart.
Yes.
And
awesome cause.
Awesome cause.
The Charge Up Pink campaign.
Yes.
And we're excited to have her on. Before we go into introducing her, we just want to thank everyone out there for tuning in, for being an ear to talk to the twins.
Yay!
We're all about being positive. We're all about uplifting others. And we're all about just believing in things that no one would ever think can happen on this show.
Yes.
That's the type of show we run. So we're just thankful today. And how's everybody out there doing? Did you make it over the hump? How's it going? Yeah.
Yes, that's a great attitude to have. You got to have energy, good energy.
Oh, yes. And it's so funny, sometimes you just feel like you can't even get up out the bed. But, honey, when you get on the phone with your best friend, your best twin, and she says, come on, girl, we got things to do, that just moves my bones and I get to going. But, anywho, that's just my little story right there. But we want to get on with the show because we're excited to have Simply Sharessa on the show. She's going to give us the scoop on her event coming in June, the Charge Up campaign.
Just around the corner.
Just around the pink Charge Up campaign game.
Yes.
You got to get it right.
It's just around the corner. So we're going to introduce her to you also. Make sure you stay tuned to listen. Live, we're trying to get her on. Hello, Sharessa, are you there?
You're working this thing. Come on. Okay. All right. Well, we're working out a few bugs, and we're trying to get Simply Sharessa on the line for a Talk to the Twins show. We're just going to hit you with a little stuff that we like to do about reigniting your passion for life, for your dreams, and things that you love to do. If you think about your passion and things that you like to do, you have to think about the things that really make you feel like you want to do something about it, or something that just triggers you to want to help someone else. And that could be your passion. So, if you just tune into those things that you think about most of the time, then that could definitely be your passion. And you can do things that you would not believe that you could do. And you definitely have to surround yourself with positive people, people that believe in you and your dreams. But first and foremost, you have to believe in your own dreams. Is that true?
Yes, and stay positive. Stay positive, focus on what you're doing and not what others are doing.
Exactly.
And then you can control your own destiny in some way that you would not even believe it.
She said that. And that's what we do. We have our show is a platform for, speaking into those out there, into their lives, and letting them know that, hey, you can do whatever you put your mind to. Whatever makes you feel like you need to work on it, then that's what you do. You go for it. Go for it. What you want.
Yes. Now, we have said some inspirational things.
Oh, y'all.
We want to roll on into our interview.
Yes.
But
yes.
Before we do that, we want to play our little intro just once again.
Yes. And we
and Butterfly.
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Any further ado, here is Simply Sharissa.
Hello,
Hey, ladies.
Hi.
Can you guys hear me well? Hey, twins.
How are you? We're so excited to have you on the show so you can give us all the info about your gala that's coming up and next month is right around the corner. I know you're excited.
I am. Thank you, ladies, for having me on. I miss you.
I miss you, too. Hopefully we'll see you really, really soon. We know that you've been so busy. So tell us all about the Charge Up Pink campaign.
Yes. So the Charge Up campaign was developed by myself based on just some real-life situations that I personally dealt with in regards to my mother. My mother is a breast cancer survivor herself, and, you know, as a child, as an oldest kid, you know, we were very, very focused on ensuring that she had all the attention that she needed in regards to her medical, you know, just making sure that everything was done right. But I realized that we forgot one very important factor along the way, which was celebration. We really forgot to celebrate her along the way because we were really just focused on just making sure that she stayed here with us and got the medical treatments that she needed. But, you know, mental health, you know, she started to deteriorate. And one of the things we thought about was like, you know, I decided to send my mom to Florida. I sent her to Florida. She went there looking one way. She came back. I tell you, she had a scarf on her head on her way to Florida, and she came back. My first time ever seeing her curls after the radiation, after the chemo. She had a yellow shirt on. She was like, "Hey, girl, how you doing?" Like, her whole attitude changed, and I feel like it changed because we stopped focusing so much on the C word, the cancer.
Right.
We began to focus more on the S word, which was the survivor. We began to focus on her, and we celebrated life. So for me, one of the things that I strive to do is to be able to give that experience that I feel like my mom received to other men and women who have dealt with life struggles, health situations, social situations, economic situations. We want to be able to celebrate life opposed to only thinking about those issues or those situations that is inevitable. We all go through situations, but we have to learn how to celebrate life, and that's what the Charge Up campaign is about, is really the celebration of life, and that's what we're doing on June 4th for our Pink Champagne Gala.
Amazing. And so you will be having some special guests there. So could you give us an idea of who will be a part of the Charge Up Gala?
Oh, definitely. So the event is going to be the gala. First of all, this is no ordinary event. Everybody knows I host a lot of events, but this event here is a dynamic, you know, fun, entertaining event that's focused, like I said, on the celebration of life. And it's not, you know, an event for people to come and just, you know, be sad. You know, we want you to be happy. So we have dynamic ambassadors that are going to be there. We have Ms. Priyanka Banks, who has been supporting the journey for quite some time. We have Ms. Robin Dyke from Mother Thunders, and Priyanka is actually from VH1. We have Mr. Bossman Q. I know some people know of him. He's a philanthropist. This cause right here is very deep for him as his mother transitioned due to breast cancer, and he's the son of Kid Capri. You know, we have so many others. We have Miss Felicia Mahone, who is like my role dog. She is a breast cancer survivor herself, and she goes out and she's a patient advocate. She really goes into the community and really supports survivors along the way. Of course, we have our dynamic speakers who, you know, are going to speak on different levels of breast cancer in the person. We have a daughter, Miss Melinda Santiago, her mother also transitioned. We have Mr. Eric Matthews, who is the husband of our 2014 ambassador, Nia Brown Matthews, and he's going to speak from a husband's perspective and what that really looks like. Of course, American Cancer Society will be there. We have a list. Our keynote speaker is awesome. That is Ms. Dr. Tanya Cole. She's an oncologist, but she's also a cancer survivor. So she's able to stand up and talk to us on two perspectives herself, one as being an oncologist, but then also one has who dealt with it. So she's going to be, you know, dynamic. So we have a list, and the list goes on. You know, I'm just really excited, as you can hear my voice. I'm really excited about this celebration of life. Anytime we're talking about celebration of life, twins, you know, I get excited about it. So we have a dynamic list.
Not to forget,
I know you ladies know this lady. We have Miss Iyana Crawley from BET's Sunday's Best. She is a national recording artist, gospel artist. So, you know, she's there to have her there. So, and we have her on our list. So, yeah, we have a list. So it's gonna be awesome. Yeah.
Yes. I remember attending one of your events, so it is really growing. It's growing in a great way. You sound like you have so many great guests and ambassadors. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a formal event?
Oh, yes. This is, you know, I want people to come in, like, this is an adult prom. I'm looking for best dressed twins. I'm looking for the best dressed woman, the best dressed man. I want you guys to come in looking dapper. So this is Oscar be fitting. So yes, it's definitely a formal event.
Will you have will it be red carpet and all that good stuff?
Mm-hmm. So twins, you know how I do. Yes. So it will be it'll be pink carpet. Yes, it will be pink carpet. It's just gonna be dynamic. So it's pink carpet, our colors are, you know, typical pink, and we got a little special other color to kind of throw you guys off a bit. So, yeah, it's going to be pink carpet event, lots of media to really show the survivors just how we want to celebritize our survivors. Yeah, we want them to be the celebrities.
Exactly. That is so awesome. Now, are there still tickets available for the event as well?
Yes. We definitely have, we still have tickets available. We also have our business sponsorships available. We have a few more ad spaces available as well. So people can definitely get tickets at our Eventbrite page. I can give you that. They can also make donations on our GoFundMe page. And of course, our business sponsorships, they can email us or even find some of those on the Eventbrite page as well.
Okay, awesome. And so your event is going to be held June 4th, am I correct?
You're correct, yes. It's going to be June 4th at 6:30 p.m. Pink carpet starts at 6 o'clock. And it's at the Atlanta Metropolitan College, and that's 1630 Metropolitan Parkway in Atlanta, Georgia. So 1630 Metropolitan Parkway, Atlanta, Georgia, and it's the Atlanta Metropolitan College on June 4th at 6:30.
Okay, awesome, amazing. And I know that it is going to be a grand gala. I love that word, gala, but you know it's going to be fantastic, and you are doing such a wonderful thing, celebrating life. I mean, that's what it's all
thank
about.
You
know, you want to celebrate. Exactly.
Yes, thank you.
Also, let our listeners know how they can find you and where to contact you, just in case they want, you know, any more questions, they have any more questions, or they want to know more about your campaign.
Definitely. Well, first, to get tickets, you can go on our Eventbrite page, and that Eventbrite page is secondpinkchampagnegala.eventbrite.com, and that's the number 2ND. pinkchampagnegala.eventbrite.com. So you can find your tickets there. Also, like I said, the business sponsorships and opportunities are also there. Our vendors' tables have all are sold out, but you can definitely find other ways of supporting by going to the Eventbrite page. Our website is chargeupcampaign.com. So chargeupcampaign.com. You can find us on social media at Charge Up Campaign, and that's Facebook, that's Instagram, and then on Twitter we're Charge Up Camp, because they didn't let me give the rest of the letters, but it's Charge Up Camp, right, Charge Up Camp on Twitter, but everywhere else is Charge Up Campaign. And I also want to let you guys know Friday, tomorrow, and every Friday until the event, we're having Charge Pink Friday. So I invite you ladies to be a part of Charge Pink Friday. It's our Twitter, Instagram, and social media party. So what we're going to be doing is just posting away and really sharing the good news about the Charge Up Campaign, the tour that we're working on, as well as the gala. So, yes.
Oh, wow. Yes, we love to be a part of the party. We love the party. So we will definitely join in on that. And also,
definitely.
I want to mention that you do have a business and you do event planning. Mm-hmm. So give us a little information about your business and event planning, how you are an awesome event planner, and what all do you offer with your business.
Oh, wow. Thank you for asking. So the name of my business is SC Visionary Planner and Production Services, where we focus on events that make sense. So the services that we provide are, of course, event planning and production. We provide graphic services. We provide volunteer services. We provide all the services that one would need to ensure that their event runs smoothly, runs beautifully, and also it's the best event that they could ever have had. So we provide a day of coordination, but we also provide those individual a la carte services. So my business is SC Visionary Planning and Production Services. And, we primarily focus on so those are those cause-based events, but we do also provide other or work on other sorts of events as well. We just launched our magazine, which is called Event Visionary Mag. And I'm super duper proud of it, yes. So the event magazine is it's a great resource for those who are in the event industry. And that doesn't mean just event planners. It could be graphic designers, it could be makeup artists, it could be DJs, anybody who's in the event industry and looking for exposure or that has something to offer the event professional or the event clientele. This magazine provides that information because our goal is to be able to spread the great resources for event planners and for our industry. So we just launched that actually a couple of days ago. And again, that's called Event Visionary Mag.
Wow. I don't know how we missed that. Oh my gosh. So we do follow you. So we're going to have to catch up and check that out because that sounds amazing.
Yes.
I'm awesome.
Excited.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're definitely excited about it. It allows us to really do expand our services to the community. And, you know, even though we're here in Atlanta, Georgia, we do not just focus on events here in Atlanta. So we are able and will be in other cities and other states providing the services that we have to offer, as well as our brands like the Charge Up Campaign and the Table Talk. We are able to be different places. So we're excited about the magazine, and we're excited about the growth of the company.
Oh, wow. You are just growing so much and doing so much. We have to make sure we keep in touch with you so we can, you know, call it, hey, Sharissa.
I would love you guys to be involved in our tour. And I don't want to use the word tour anymore. We're calling it a road trip. Paying, like you know, we're doing the event, the gala, on June 4th. But the purpose of this event, you know, outside of just celebrating life, is for us to be able, it's a fundraiser. So we want people to come with the understanding that this is a fundraiser. And our goal is to be able to go to different states. I don't care how long it takes us to do this because we're going to do it, but we're going to be going to different states and we're providing a day of celebration for cancer survivors and caregivers all over America. And when I say that, I'm very, very true to that. So we're going to be going all to different states and we're going to be providing this day of celebration. We've already began. We started in North Carolina. We went to Miami last November. So we're going to continue on. We have seven new cities that on our second wave. So we invite you and your listeners and everyone to charge up, charge pink with us, and let's go out and let's support our survivors and our caregivers and let them know that even after the storm, we're still there for them.
Oh, yes, because a lot of times after you go through something, you know, everyone tends to fade away. And so you still need that because you still deal with it. My mother is also a 25-year cancer survivor, so we celebrate and we acknowledge that as well. So Yes, yes. She was. It wasn't breast cancer, but it was uterine cancer.
Yeah.
So we know all the things that they go through, because we had to nurse her back to health to what she could walk again. So this is very sensitive and near to our hearts and dear to our hearts as well. So we support.
Thank you so much. And we, even though you hear us talk about breast cancer quite a lot, we do, and we have support all, you know, anyone who survived cancer. You know, my mother's a breast cancer survivor, so you hear me speaking about that. But we've celebrated those who have had other cancers when we've gone to Miami, when we've gone to North Carolina, the two cities there. So, you know, we may talk about breast cancer, but we understand that no matter what type of cancer it is, they all deal with some very, very similar things. And the mental health of the individual is something that I definitely want to make sure that we really focus on. And that's why the Day of Celebration is so important, because we want to give them their themselves back. We want to show them that we see them and not necessarily see the cancer. We see the S word and not the C word.
Yes, and focus on the life and not what they're actually suffered, but life, that there is a life, and to continue on and to celebrate that. And it's that gives hope to so many that feel that they've been left alone, and not to celebrate, because it is definitely devastating to hear those words. I don't even like to say the word. I say the C word as well, because it is such a nasty and traumatic thing for anyone to go through. So we
definitely.
So we applaud you for what you're doing. But we're going to wrap the show up, and we thank you so much for being on our show, and we wish you well in all your endeavors. And once again, let everyone know how they can find you on your social media pages, so that, you know, you can gain more followers and more, you know, anyone that wants to help support.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. Again, everyone, you can get tickets or sponsorships at www.secondpinkchampagnegala.eventbrite.com, and that's the number 2 ndpinkchampagnegala.eventbrite.com. You can follow all of our social medias at Charge Up Campaign. On Twitter, it's Charge Up Camp, and I am Simply Teresa on Instagram as well. So once you go to Simply Teresa on Instagram, you'll be able to see the different brands and projects that we have, including our business, SC Visionary Services. So those are our social medias, and we look forward to having more followers, and also, you know, your followers coming out to the gala. Our website is www.chargeupcampaign.com.
All right. Well, we thank you.
Charge Pink Friday.
Yeah, Charge Pink Friday, everyone. Make sure you Charge Pink Friday. Share. And you can find her on Instagram, or you can follow us. And if you see us on there, we definitely will be talking about it and celebrating with them in support of Charge Up Pink, because we love it. We love it. We love it. We love to celebrate. You know, we all about that good energy. Well, we thank you. We look forward to seeing you really soon and celebrating with you. So June 4th. Everyone out there, let's listen. Look out. Charge Up Pink is coming. It's going to be a gala.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Sharessa, for being on PNP Talk to the Twins.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I know you're out there listening. I know that you heard everything that we said. We've been talking to Simply Sharessa. Make sure you follow her on Instagram. The Charge Up Pink campaign is going to be a party on Friday, so you can share that information. They're doing a road trip as well this year. They're touching 7 more cities. They're adding to the campaign. That is something awesome. We're here to celebrate, you know, give good energy, you know, get that energy out there, because it is needed so much. It's going on in this world today. We need good energy. We need positive energy.
We're saying all the negative.
Yeah, okay. Everybody's positive.
Yes.
That's all we want is positivity, huh?
Yes.
So live your life. There is still hope out there. Never, ever give up on your dreams.
Yes.
And if it's something that you're passionate about, we're all about reigniting your passion.
Yes.
And helping you to get to that point where you want to share and go out there and do what it is that you are called to do, your purpose and your passion. And a lot of times it takes a lot of pain to get to your passion. Yeah, to your purpose. Yeah, that's right. Yes,
it'll make it a passion.
Yeah, it'll push you into your passion. But we do enjoy having our show. We enjoy encouraging people. We love to inspire. We are PNP. Talk to the twins. I'm Butterfly.
Girl,
get better.
I'm
going
to get that baby grand.
Get it. Drum roll, baby. Get drunk. No, I need a drum.
Drum.
Drum roll, please. Cut. Y'all like dirt.
Okay, let me get out of here because she out of here.
Hey, angel. Woo! That's a little song.
Yeah.
Little song.
I'm
going
to F95 on the same for y'all.
Honey, I hope you guys are having a wonderful day and enjoying it just like we are. You are listening right now live.
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
So we're gonna play a little bit of that. Horik Kwan on our way out. That's our boy.
I have envy the ability to make you a better you.
Yes,
so if you want to cause trouble, stay on point. You can do anything. Trust me.
We'll make this track. Tell everybody they can follow their dreams. Whatever you believe.
Do anything.
Tons. Like tasers, they got me stunned. Created my own world, like Tron.
Perseverance and endurance, my insurance. Dedicate my counselor and my reassurance. Looking firmly to the Lord for my reassurance. Giving no direction like I'm taking on the current. My competence, take friction as a compliment. Working hard gets you paid, that's common sense. The legal way is politicking like a congressman. Hit the ground running like a comet coming in. Proactive with my approach. My vernacular, it shows growth. Anything I ever wrote promotes hope. No need to showboat. Winning mentality going for
pro.
Like Missy Vaughn, I can be a dancer when a dancer's done. I can race a panther, have a little fun.
Yo, put on my winning shoes, yeah, and drink my winning juice. I got some winning roots. Get in my indie coupe. I got confidence, a little rich, and that's a compliment. And doing shows, I'm a pro, so that's paying my rent. And like a raven flying straight to the furnace, and going harder than the concrete, like a sharpie, I'm permanent. I kill my winning moves. Put on my winning shoes. go get my winning crew. Guess what I'm finna do?
I can do anything, 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 yeah. I can do anything.
Talk to the twins. We're signing out. Thanks for tuning in.
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Good night. Have a blessed Thursday night.